Today, Bush administration officials promised to provide more evidence soon to back up charges the president made last night against Iraq. In a State of the Union address, President Bush went further than ever before in linking Iraq to terrorism and weapons banned by the United Nations. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The argument that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction is not new, of course, but President Bush last night laid out the evidence in greater detail than he has before. First, the charge that Iraq has been actively trying to develop nuclear weapons, or at least the fissile material needed for them.
The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes suitable for nuclear weapons production. Saddam Hussein has not credibly explained these activities.
The U.S. government has cited this information about aluminum tubes before, but in going back to it last night, the president was directly challenging recent findings of the inspection team from the International Atomic Energy Agency. IAEA officials have also declined to support the charge that Saddam Hussein sought to import uranium from Africa. The president's charges thus put the administration in the position of questioning the reliability of what UN inspectors are finding in Iraq. One explanation from administration officials is that Iraq has managed so far to hide incriminating evidence from the inspectors. Some officials have even suggested Iraqi intelligence agents have penetrated the inspection teams and know ahead of time where the inspectors are going to go each day. That would give Iraqi officials time to clean up a site before the inspectors get there. At the Pentagon today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had this to say.
The inspectors have a very difficult time arriving any place that it wasn't expected. They have a very difficult time talking to anybody that hasn't been programmed to talk to them. How that happens, certainly one possibility is penetration.
Another important assertion by the president last night was that the Iraqi regime has ties to Al-Qaeda.
Evidence from intelligence sources, secret communications, and statements by people now in custody reveal that Saddam Hussein aids and protects terrorists, including members of Al-Qaeda.
This assertion, too, goes beyond what administration officials have said before. Last fall, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and other administration officials cited what they said was CIA information that Al-Qaeda members had received training in biological and chemical weapon use in Iraq. They left open whether such training was arranged or provided by the Iraqi regime or whether Saddam Hussein simply knew about it. U.S. officials have also said an Al-Qaeda member received medical treatment in Iraq. But other officials have said the evidence of a direct link between Saddam and Al-Qaeda is still unclear. British Prime Minister Tony Blair today backed the president's charge, saying, "We do know of links between Al-Qaeda and Iraq," though he said, "We cannot be sure of the extent of those links." The administration still has a ways to go to back up this assertion. Democratic Senator John Edwards of North Carolina, a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, told NPR today he is still looking for more evidence.
We do get information on, intelligence information on what Saddam's doing, what his capability is. I can tell you, speaking for myself, I've certainly not seen any compelling evidence of an Al-Qaeda connection as a member of the Intelligence Committee. That doesn't mean that that evidence doesn't exist.
Asked at the Pentagon today about evidence of the Iraq-Al-Qaeda link, Donald Rumsfeld dodged the question, saying it was the CIA's job to provide that information. He did promise that Colin Powell will discuss the issue in his appearance at the UN next week. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.